Blog Talk Radio.
It's almost time.
You right there with the pretzel. Time to sit down.
Cruise, man.
Yeah.
Hey, you going to the concession stand. You going to the bathroom. Come back. The show's about to start.
Got my boys. We out here ready. We about to be some high-flying, high-slamming, slammer-jammer, three-point shooting between the legs, behind your back, through your legs, on your neck. Hey, everybody, if you guys are getting your seats, I'm going to sing the national anthem.
Ready.
It's time to... I put it down the babies, put down the pepperoni.
Let's go!
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, game time!
Hey, good evening, everyone. Welcome to another Parents Coaching Parents Blog Talk Radio Show. I am your host, M.H. Scott, and as always, I'm going to promise you another wonderful show. A show that's going to be full of information. And hopefully, and I really truly hope that we can make this happen for you this evening, a show that's going to provide information not only for you, but for those that's coming up behind you as well. And you're going to get some of this information from some of your peers that's out there, some of your peers that have been out there this weekend starting in the big recruitment month. A huge recruitment month, the month that all of us look forward to, all of our children look forward to as they move forward in the college recruiting stages. Both young men and women look forward to the month of July to showcase themselves in front of college coaches. So if you was out there this evening or if you was out there this past weekend and you want to call in and share just some of your insight, some of your story. By all means, we welcome you. Give us a call at 917-889-8095. I'll say that number again, 917-889-8095. Love to hear from you. Love for you to chime in on the conversation as we talk about the college recruiting process. And some of the things that you may have experienced, some of the things that you may have experienced over past weekend as you move forward in the recruiting process for your child, whether or not it's your son or your daughter, but still moving forward in the process. Well, folks, you know, I always say it, I can't even move forward with my show without first acknowledging my man, Mr. Keith Wright. Keith is a young, motivated, just a young man that's out there trying to do something positive in his life. Attended Harvard University. Yes, I did say Harvard University. And when attending Harvard, Keith played basketball. And you know what I think about that? I think about that as being something truly awesome. Why do I say that, folks? Because, you know, I just had the same conversation with a parent yesterday. And what I shared with this parent yesterday was very simple. Share with this parent yesterday that if your child is able to play basketball and football, well, basketball, football, whatever sport, and at the same time maintain what he or she needs to do in the classroom, that takes that child to an exceptional level. And what do I mean by that? An exceptional level, because they're not only maintaining what they have to do on the court, but they're also maintaining what they have to do in the classroom, which is really, really, really huge. So if your child has been out there and he or she has had that experience this past weekend, or you have had that experience this past weekend, call in. Let's talk. Because there's some things I need to share with you. There's really and truly some things I need to share with you. Because, you know, everything that glitters is not gold. And when I say that, I mean that there's no reason to be starstruck. There's no reason to be overly excited about what these college coaches are talking about. Because I think a young man said it best. As I was watching the game this afternoon, young man by the name of, Let me get his name, because I want to make sure I give it to you straight and give you exactly what this young man had to say. The young man was named Jason Tenham. Jason Tenham says, go at your own pace. They want you. And that statement in itself was huge. That statement to me was huge. Go at your own pace. They want you. What does that mean? That simply means that that young man gets it. That young man understands. That young man knows that, okay, he can take his time in the recruiting process, because at the end of the day, the coaches are going to come looking for him because they want him. It's not that he got the knockdown doors chasing after them. They're coming after him. They're coming after him, and it doesn't make a difference whether or not he was number one in the rankings or whether or not he was number 1,001. He's still a young man that they want. And as a result, hey, the opportunity is on the table, and I think he's going to be very successful, whatever school he's going to go to. Like I said, folks, I want to go to my man, Mr. Keith Wright, and let him get his piece in there, and then we'll be right back and finish out our show, or not finish out our show, but get our show started. Great information this evening. But I got some things I need to share with you, just based upon my personal experience. Where you at, Keith? Talk to you.
Student of the game, had people front and talk about me, but that ain't no thing. See, I know what would make it with the knowledge in my brain, and if I succeed with that, then B-Ball would do the same. I can't complain, the situation that I'm in, meeting different connects that turn out to be my friend. I know it'll turn out great when my 4 years come to an end, and when the ball starts bouncing on my diploma out the pen, but I'm hating then. Playing ball is just a small part. With this education, I have a great start. And if you work hard for the teachers, they might be showing love in the stands or in the bleachers. I'm only preaching. I'm just trying to spit knowledge and acknowledge opportunities at your disposal when you get to college. I use ball as a tool. Now every day I'm living and I'm making smart moves. That's how I do.
Say he's living every day. He's making smart, cool. He's making smart, cool. That's pretty cool. That's all right with me. That is all right with me. Like I said, Keith's a graduate from Harvard, and that young man has done some great things. And I look forward to hearing some good, positive things coming from him. You know, just to see how he's doing and continue to do, you know. So if you want to join in on the conversation, folks, I always invite you to join in on the conversation. You can reach us at 917-889-8095. I'll say that number again, 917-889-8095. If you didn't have a chance to go to our show page, you know, our show page, you know, it just gives us a little breakdown of the heavy recruiting situation, and that's what we're talking about today, and that's what we're going to talk about this evening. While as a parent, you know, what's some of the things that you need to think about while you're out there? And these are some of the things that came to mind as I was talking to parents over the weekend, via the phone, and they told me that they was at various venues and things like that. And I had a wide variety of folks that checked in with me. You know, I had folks that was at Myrtle Beach. I had folks that was in Charlotte. I had folks that was in Atlanta. I had folks that was, North Augusta, the Peach Jam. I had folks that was up in Massachusetts. So these folks checked in with me, and in listening to their conversation, I picked up a couple things that I know I needed to share with you as a listening audience this evening. You know, one of the things that really stood out with me I need you to stretch, you as a parent, or you can have your child come and listen to the show as well, because a couple of things I'm going to give out this evening, I think may be some golden nuggets for you. But I need for you to stress. And normally you're able to do this by you setting the example. I need you to stress the point of not becoming starstruck. Now, what did I say? I said not becoming starstruck. I want to tell you flat out, parents, I can care less if Don Calipari is sitting in the stands. I can care less if Mike Krzyzewski is sitting in the stands. I can care less if Dino Gaudio is sitting in the stands. I can care less if Jim Boeheim is sitting in the stands. I can care less if Billy Donovan is sitting in the stands. I can care less if Jim Calhoun is sitting in the stands. Coach Ollie, I can care less because you're not there for that. Your child is not there for that. Your child is there to make sure that he or she gets the opportunity and gets the chance to be exposed, possibly be selected or be offered an opportunity to play at the next level. The reason why I went through that so strongly and it sounded like I had a little passion in my voice about I can care less, because let's not lose focus of what we're there for. It's an exposure opportunity. It's an exposure event. It's a chance for you to go out there, your child to go out there, excuse me, for your child to go out there and play the game and let folks know, hey, this is what you bring into the table. But the minute that you get caught up, wrapped up, sucked up into trying to impress somebody, the minute you lose sight of what you're out there for, the minute that you lose sight of what you're out there for. And parents, we have to remember, these are our children. These are our babies. And yes, I did say that, because some of these grown men are still our babies. These are our children. We're out there to make sure that they get the best out of every situation. You know, we throw it out there every day, all day. Hashtag, be an advocate. We must be their biggest advocate. You may hear me say that several times throughout the show, because that's what I'm stuck on. That's not an optional thing. We must be their biggest advocate. And we can't be their biggest advocate if we're sitting out there and we're starstruck coaches and we think that these coaches are almighty. The minute you give away that power, the minute that you as a parent or even your child gives away that power, that coach knows he got you. And he can do and say anything he wants to you because he knows that you're just so stuck on him saying those magic words. We'd like to offer you a scholarship. Let me tell you something. There's more than enough opportunities for all of our kids to get out there and play at some level. There's more than enough opportunity. So when you miss one chance, you keep on pressing on. So please, please, please remember that little nugget that I threw at you this evening. Ensure that your child, or you as a parent, guardian, whoever you may be, do not get out there and become starstruck by thinking that that coach sitting there on the sideline is somebody more than just another man or another lady that's out there watching and observing. Matter of fact, if your child can just blank that person out and go ahead and play his or her game, I'd be willing to bet you that they'll probably have the best game ever. And you'll be impressed. You'll be impressed. Because at the end of the day, it only takes one school. You know, you may have, you know, 5 or 6 dozen of coaches sitting out there looking. But it only takes one school to throw the offer out there. Just one. Just one. And once that one throws off out there, and one you decide to accept it, then you're moving forward. Moving forward. So don't get out there and get starstruck. Please. Please, please, please. Let's see if we got any more callers on the line. I have a few folks that should be calling in this evening that I'm looking forward to hearing their voices. I know they've been out there on the road. I know they've actually had a chance to just witness some of the stuff that I'm talking about. And hopefully they'll build up enough courage to join in on the conversation this evening. Again, if you want to join in on the conversation, you can reach us at 917-889-8095. You'll hear the prompt, Blog Talk Radio. You'll hear hit option one if you want to join. If you're going to be a caller in the queue, please hit that option one. And from that point on, then chime in on the conversation as soon as I bring you up. Now, for whatever reason, if you hit option one and I don't get to you, at some point in time, I'm going to open up the phone lines and just throw it out there for everybody to chime in on the conversation. Please, let's be mindful that if I do open up the phone lines, one, I'm going to ask you to minimize the background noise. Two, if you hear somebody else talking, wait until you get ready to, chime in on the conversation or add something to the conversation. Until then, hit *6 to mute your phone until you get ready to chime in. But I'll go over all this once again. But love to hear from you because I know there's a number of you that's out there that have some experience, that have had, some things happen with you this weekend that you want to just share with us. We look forward to you being a part of the conversation this evening. I said that one thing, don't be starstruck. Another one of my little nuggets I want to share with you. And parents, you have to understand the dynamics of how this whole tournament situation is set up and why are there so many different events going on and why there are multiple events going on, not only this weekend, but you'll see it again happen throughout the week and later next weekend, so on and so forth, all the way through the month of June. One, the coaches are trying to get out there and see who are they really geared up towards trying to bring into their program. Who's going to jump out and just say, hey, we got to have this kid. But I also want to throw something else at you. A lot of these tournaments are set up so that coaches can see various matchups. It just totally amazed me today that the number one ranked kid in the country, his team just so happened to be playing the number two ranked kid in the country. Now, how did that happen? That's just totally amazing. No, that was done for a purpose. All the coaches in the stands wanted to see that matchup. So somewhere along the line, that game was going to happen. Somewhere along the line, that game was going to happen. Or if you had, let me throw another example at you. If you have two strong big guys, the young man that just came from Kentucky, and you also got the young man that just graduated from Duke, both of them got drafted. I'd be willing to bet sometime during their AAU playoff time period, during that month of July, their matchup became a hot item. Whether or not it was at the Peach Jam, whether or not it was at, what's the other event that was out there that was held at, what's the name of the place? Carolina Courts, Battle of the Best, or whether or not it was the Charm City event. Hold on, let me pull up some of these names for you. These are some of the folks that was out there and that gave me a good report on what was going on out there this weekend, and I truly appreciate that, and I look forward to hearing more from them. And hopefully they'll get a chance to call in this evening and just share some of their insight. Let me see. Some of the events that we had out there were, okay. You know, we had the big event out there in Carolina, the battle of the best. We also had Adidas Uprising. You know, I think that was in, I want to say that was in Myrtle Beach. We had, okay, I'm looking for the other one, Charm City. They had one, I think it was called the Atlantic Coast Tournament, something like that, and that was in Baltimore. Then you had the Peach Jam, which was in North Augusta, South Carolina. Trying to see what else you had out there. But all these different events were going on. And the point I was trying to make about the matchups, you'll see these games come down to after you get through your little preliminary play, then you get your bracket play, and, you know, then you get to your tournament play or whatever they call it, however they have the whole thing set up. These matchups will be done strategically. So if your team didn't make it, that has nothing to do with you. That has nothing to do with your child. Know this, that what you're looking for and what it should motivate you is simply that your child had a chance to get out there and put his or her best foot forward. And what I mean by that, they had a chance to get out there and compete at the level in which they wanted to compete. Okay? If they didn't make it to the championship game, who really cares? Because at the end of the day, and I'm sorry, fans, you know, some of you may have your face frowned up right now and maybe blowing up the little number one button on your phone trying to get in on this conversation, but hold that thought. Because after I finish saying this, you may understand what I'm trying to tell you. Who really cares? Because at the end of the day, if your child has done his or her best and have really woo and wowed the crowd, that possibility of that child, our child, getting recruited is probably very high. Why am I saying that? Because coaches are looking at individuals. Coaches are not looking at what's the team's record for the weekend, because he can only pick up one or two kids from any given roster. So to sit there and worry about what's going on with all the other teams and worry about, you know, who scored what and worry about what your team's record was at the end of the – who really cares? Point I want to get to you, parents, is that your child has gotten out there and played his or her best. And once they have played their best, then they're on track to have someone seriously take a look at it. Because this is a showcase. This isn't a team camp. This is a showcase to showcase your skills. Your child is going out there to showcase his or her skills. So, let's not get wrapped around the team record. Backing up real quick, let's not be starstruck by who's sitting on the sideline. All right, I think we got a couple callers that have joined in on the conversation. Let me see if I can get a couple of these callers to join in with us. Look like we got a few that popped up here. Let me see. I'm going to try area code 757, the first three digits is 714. 714, welcome to the Parents Coach Parents Network. You want to join in on the conversation?
Yeah, this is Willie Chavis.
Yes, sir. Good evening. How are you
there,
sir?
All right,
tell us where you... Okay.
Hello?
You was at the Adidas Uprising?
I went to the Adidas Uprising. It was in Atlanta, Georgia. And now I'm just leaving Big Shot, which is in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
All right. And what's some of the things that you experienced while you was out there, Dad?
I seen a lot of coaches a lot of coaches, and like you said, it's just a showcase for, you know, don't worry about the wins and losses. We have to worry about, you know, being showcased, and that's what, you know, we went out there for, to be showcased.
Okay, and for your child, do you think you had a successful weekend? You think he had a successful weekend?
I think he had a very successful weekend, you know, because he got on the court. And that's the main thing, is getting on the court. You know, if you go out there spending money, you want to get on the court.
Exactly.
And he averaged about 19 minutes a game, and that was fine. And me and my wife couldn't complain about that.
There you go. There you go. And you'll be getting the phone calls, and the letters will be rolling in later on in the month, going into the month of July, starting July 15th. Your phone will start blowing up, and all other kind of things are going on. But that's a great thing. And just to know that you went out there with them, you know, because I'd be willing to bet for every child that you've seen in those two venues that you had a chance to visit, every child that you've seen, there wasn't a parent that was there to support that child. And that's
right.
The part that I have a problem with. You know,
yes, sir.
That's the part. Yes, sir. Hey, but I appreciate you calling in. You can stay on the line, and I can come back to you later on. If you have something else that you want to share with us, by all means, just let me know. And we can bring you back on again. I'm going to see if we can get some more of these calls. Thank you for calling.
Yes, sir.
I appreciate it. You know, give us a call, folks, 917-889-8095, 917-889-8095. I got somebody calling in from area code again. Let's go. I got some more 757 here, but I want to go to some of these other folks. I got a 540 number, 540, area code 540-848. Welcome to the Parents for the Parents Network.
Good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm well. This is Rosella Sproul out of Fredericksburg.
Yes, ma'am. How are you this evening?
I'm well. I'm well.
Just listening to the show?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we appreciate it. Were you out there in the recruiting process this weekend?
No, I wasn't.
Okay. Well, did you have something that you wanted to add?
No, I just heard you all making mention of the part about not always having parents available for their children at these type of events, and I was actually just having a conversation with another parent about that a little bit earlier. So my hats always go off to the parents who don't mind, you know, parenting a couple of extra and, you know, making sure that these children do still have the opportunity to participate in events like this.
Exactly. And that's always a plus. And that's what the Parent Coach of Parents Network is all about. You know, we stepping up and helping out wherever need be. You know, if we know of a child that doesn't have an opportunity or the parent doesn't have an opportunity to get out there, then, you know, at some point in time, hey, if we're there and we're in the place, you know, and if the network is big enough, there will always be one of us in that venue to support. Well, thank you for calling this evening, and we look forward to you staying with us and continue to listen to the show.
Thanks again.
All right. Give us a call this evening, 917-889-8095, 917-889-8095. Let's go to this area code 757-771. I know this parent was out there on the road because I talked to this parent earlier today. Area code 757-771. Good evening. Welcome to the Parents for the Parents Network.
Good evening.
Good evening. Well, do you have something that you want to share with us from your weekend experience?
Yeah, we were in Charlotte, the Battle of the Best, and it was a really good tournament. I think that my son did get on the court, so I heard your other caller say if your child got on the court, then that was good, so that was a good thing. And, you know, we just went out there and we had fun, and the team did what they had to do. And, again, it wasn't about winning and losing. It was about getting on a court and getting in front of the coaches, and that's what happened. So it was a really good weekend.
Exactly. And I take it that you probably have more events going on over the next few weeks or so?
Yes. Yep. This week we're going to Augusta, Georgia, and the week after that, going to Kentucky.
All right. All right. Well, just know that the Parents Coach of Parents Network is always there to support you, and we will continue to help help you monitor your son's progress as he moves forward in this recruiting period.
Thank you. Thank you. We appreciate that.
All right. All right. Continue to listen to the show. We love having you on in support.
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right. Give us a call this evening, 917-889-8095, 917-889-8095. I'm going back to some of my golden nuggets that I was sharing with you. You know, the first two that I dropped on you was, hey, don't be starstruck by some of the coaches sitting there in the stand. Because if you become starstruck, your child becomes starstruck, do you really think that he or she is going to have the best game possible? I know, because they're going to be worried about, well, what did Coach Krzyzewski say? What did Coach Smith say? What did Coach Boeheim say? What did Coach Oliver say? What did Coach – who cares? Go out there and relax. Have fun. Let your child have fun out there and get that game on. That's what it's all about. You know, like that one dad just said a few minutes ago, the child has an opportunity to get on the court and show his or her skill. Hey, go for it. Go for it. Second nugget that I share with you, watch these matchups. Because these matchups are done so coaches can see different kids playing against each other. It has nothing to do with you, nothing to do with your team, not unless your team is one of those teams that was involved. But just so happened, and I'll give you an example. I don't know if any of you had a chance to watch it because a number of you probably was out there on the road watching your own children play. But CP3 had a team that was down at the Peach Jam. And I believe he had the number one kid in the country on his team. But they were playing against a team that had the number two kid in the country. That's as the reporters reported it. You know, the media was reporting it. You had the number one team and number one kid in the country playing against the number two kid in the country or whatever. I don't know. You know, that's an altogether different story, different conversation, different date and time. But, and just so happened, the person that was helping out on the team that had the number two kid was Bradley Beal. And he was sitting on the bench with that team. And it was such an interesting play how they hyped up this matchup between the two teams. And there probably was several other teams that was out there that was probably just as competitive, but they probably wouldn't have gotten this same marquee matchup, you know, just due to the names and the rankings that come behind. So those are the things that the coaches look for. And then at some point in time, you may see the gym may thin out, and there may not be any coaches in the gym, or maybe a handful of coaches still in the gym at 9:30, 10 o'clock at night. Oh, that doesn't mean that your child's not important. Your child still get out there and compete as though the gym was still packed with all the coaches that was in there at noon to 3 to 4 to 5 to 6 all the way through the rest of the day. If your child has a late game, still get out there and compete because there's still someone out there that's still watching. So let's not get sidetracked by these marquee matchups. Next thing. Parents, what is your role while you're attending these events this month? Well, we here at the Parents Coach of Parents Network decide that we want to throw this at you. What is your role? Your role, keep your child grounded. Keep your child focused on what he or she is really there for. And as my last few callers just said, they're there to get on the floor, get their few minutes of exposure, get that little showcase thing going on. Hey, and hopefully at some point in time, catch the attention of one of these coaches. And then later on down the line, the payoff will come. Keep your child focused. Keep your child grounded. What I mean by that, you know, don't let them get distracted by all the other little things that's going on. And you got this NBA player here. You got the NBA MVP is here. And you got this person that's there. And you got, you know, Michael Jordan walking in on that side. You got LeBron. Okay, good, fine, dandy, everything else. All right? I understand it's, you know, to some of the young folks, it may be an exciting thing, but at the end of the day, the reality of it is they're there to try to make it to their next level. So let's not get distracted. Parents, I need you to be in their corner to keep them motivated, keep them focused, and make sure that they're having fun. Keep them motivated, keep them focused, and make sure they're having fun. Well, I think we got another call on the line. First three digits is 286. Let's go to this caller here. First three digits is 286. Welcome to the Parents Coaching Parents Network. Good evening.
How you doing, Coach? How you doing? Donald Hicks.
I'm doing just fine, sir.
Calling?
All right.
All right.
All right. So, sir, well, were you out there this weekend in the recruiting process?
No, I wasn't. I wasn't out there, but Coach Jones just called me from Radford, you know, so he was out there, and you know, I got my son's high school coach there with him and some other people, you know, so I wasn't able to make it.
Okay, well, at least you had a proxy. And see, you was able to go straight to somebody that you know that was looking out for your child's best interest. And I'm probably quite sure you being the dad that you are, you probably gave some good instructions on, okay, hey, everything comes back through me, you know. But that's good as well. And, you know, some of the things that we were just stressing, just talking about, there are times where we're not able to get out there. So what do we do then? We want to make sure that someone's there that's going to be looking out for the best interest of your child. Someone's there that's going to keep your child focused and keep your child motivated. You know, you'll have a number of folks that's going to call and everything else. The phone starts blowing up from this point forward all the way up until the end of July. Okay. And at that point, like the young man said, what was his name? His name was Jason. Jason Tandem says, go at your own pace. They want you. And you know what? Don't worry, it stuck with me the minute I heard that young man say that on TV. Because of the simple fact that he understands the game. And just like you just said a second ago there, Dad, that, you know, you done had a phone call already from one of the coaches. You know, that coach is trying to get in there early. So he's going to try to make his bid. But I'm quite sure your son has a couple other events he's going to attend over the next few weeks.
Exactly. Yes, definitely. And I have a question
okay.
for you. Your advice on when they try to put a little pressure on you, like, you know, well, we have some other kids and we weren't ready to put your son to the front of the line. You know, we really want him such and such, you know. What's your advice on that? Because I'm receiving a little bit of pressure.
Oh, you know, it's funny that you say that, and that's a very good question. What is my advice on when a coach tries to apply pressure? And I think the statement that this young man just said earlier today on ESPN puts the value on your question, or puts a value to my answer. As his statement was, go at your own pace. They want you. That statement is such a strong statement. And that's the same thing with your child. If, you know, a coach is trying to tell you, hey, well, we need to see this or we need to see that or you know, we're going to find out when you want to commit. Well, I'll commit once my child is ready to commit. I'll commit when my child feels comfortable that he has had all the opportunities and all the possible looks and so on and so forth. And then at that point in time, we sit down as a family and he throws out, hey, his pros and cons, and we as parents throw out our pros and cons, and from that point forward, at the end of the day, he makes his decision based upon him feeling comfortable about everything. But, see, if they try to get you to commit at this point, I don't think nobody should commit during the month of July. And I'm going to tell you why I say that, because you haven't had a chance to get out and do any of your official visits. Because once you commit, if you commit during the month of July, that shuts off your visit. Ain't nobody even going to want to bring you in for a visit. You only get 5 official visits. Nobody's going to want to touch you or talk to you because you have already committed. Worst part about that, you may commit, and then all of a sudden, they out there, they still see, although you may commit tonight, and you jumped on and you said, yeah, coach, I think my son is excited about you. He want to come to you. Okay. You think that coach is going to pack up and take his bags and go home? That's not going to happen. he's going to continue to look for players. Because if he finds a prettier girl in that bunch, guess what? Your son just fell back again on the depth chart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's not going to pack up his bag and go home just because you just committed or your son just committed. That's not going to happen. And the minute he finds somebody else, okay, now whatever his conversation with you was, is going to, because a commitment is just, oh, yeah, coach, we're really interested in your program and my son. Okay, so now what they're going to do, they're going to throw that out there to the media. They're going to leak that out there to the media so that the media can start putting it out there to the universe. And now what's going to happen? All other schools going to fall back from you. Ain't nobody else going to look at you or talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's just the etiquette of the game. So at this point, you haven't signed nothing. You haven't talked about what the scholarship pack is going to look like. You know, you don't know if he's going to offer, you know, everything paid, room, board, tuition, books, incidentals, miscellaneous, so on and so. Or he's going to come out of his mouth with something stupid such as, well, we're just going to cover room and board and books. We're not covering the meal plan. So we're only going to offer you a portion. No, ain't no reason for me to commit right now. I got time. And if you don't want to act right, guess what? We're going to be all right. Because at the end of the day, if he's going after you that hard and he's trying to push you into that corner, somebody else is coming after you just as hard. They just haven't had a chance to get to you yet. That's all. Don't worry about that there, sir. You just keep on moving forward, let your child get out there and have the fun doing what he do. Anything else, sir?
I appreciate that. No, I definitely appreciate that.
Always.
I was thinking the same thing, but I had to get some good advice on that. Thank you very much for that.
No problem. We do what we do here at the Parents Coach Parents Network. All right. Hey, stay tuned to the show, and we're going to keep on moving. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, folks, give us a call, 917-889-8095, 917-889-8095. We're going to continue on with the show after we come back from a few quick infomercials.
And with the 43rd pick in the 2012 NBA draft, the Atlanta Hawks select Mike Scott from the University of Virginia.
Check out Parents Coaching Parents Network on blogtalkradio.com/parentscoachingparents.
Success Uncomplicated. The Real Coach Carter's 12 Steps to Success. Author, Coach Ken Carter. Introduction. As I finish writing this book, I'm preparing for the opening of the Coach Carter Impact Academy for young men and young women. The academy will facilitate the fundamental skills needed for these young men and women to succeed in life. The goal will be to furnish them with an innovative educational program geared toward increasing their self-esteem and encouraging responsible behavior. The Coach Carter Foundation will sponsor scholars to attend the academy. Through this process, these young men and women will gain life skills and academic enhancements that will build character, instill self-discipline, teach financial responsibility, and expose the scholars to real-life collegiate experiences. In the first year, the academy will accept young men and women. Our goal is to have 50 students in the first class. Obviously, I have big plans for Coach Carter Impact Academy in the future. My hope is that one day there will be many Coach Carter Impact Academies across this great land of ours. The Coach Carter Foundation will be the chief sponsor of the scholars for this endeavor. In order to commit myself fully to this new adventure in education, I'll be cutting back on my career as a renowned public inspirational speaker. My appearances are in demand all across the country, in which I speak to educational, faith-based civic groups, top executives, and employees at private businesses. No doubt my career as a public speaker is due in no small part to the movie from Paramount Pictures about my life story, Coach Carter, starring Samuel L. Jackson. The movie opened as the number one motion picture in the country, earning $25 million in its first weekend at the box office.
Check out Parents Coaching Parents Network on blogtalkradio.com/parentscoachingparents.
Okay, we're back. We're back. You know, I could have let that keep on running, talking about Coach Carter, and hopefully we'll have him on before the start of the school year, the actual Coach Ken Carter. We're trying to line him up right now and get him as one of our special guests going back into this new school year of 2015-2016. But, you know, just continue on what we were talking about and enjoying the month of July being the heavy basketball recruiting month. You know, parents, you have to connect with other parents that's out there because you're going to see some of these parents. You know, for you to sit there and sit there as like a bump on the log and connect with some of the other parents. Because if you connect with some of the other parents, guess what? You'll find out a whole lot of things that's going on behind the scenes with a lot of these coaches. And what I mean by that, what do I mean by that? Because, believe it or not, that same parent that you see in the gym on a regular basis, and you often see one of these coaches show up, guess what? That coach may be recruiting that child as well. Now, and being, you know, grown folks, you know, now I ain't talking about the children doing any of this. I'm talking about we as grown folks. You know, now we're looking at a situation where you're able to talk to a parent. The parent is telling you what this coach is, may have said to him or her or, you know, them or their spouse and their household or whatever. Now you get to see where the coach is really coming from. So you get a whole lot of behind-the-scenes, inside conversation going on just talking to other parents that you run into while you're in the gym. And, you know, you really don't even have to throw it out there as far as who's recruiting your child. Just talking to them about some different things and about different coaches, you'll learn a whole lot. Trust me, folks. That is not something that you want to shy away from. That is a valuable tool for you later on down the line. And that's one of the worst things that coaches want you to do. Because now you can read through whatever line they're trying to sell you. I have that coming from me, firsthand experience. During the time period that, and anyone that's on the call that knows me personally, you can attest to this. During the time period that my son was going through the recruiting process, we experienced the same thing. Because there was a young man that was probably playing the same position. He was playing in one of the rival schools across town. And just so happened, his dad and I were very good friends. We would sit next to each other when the two teams were playing against each other. But we was doing it in compassion. We were doing it because we were there to support each other's child. I would yell out to his son, "Hey, good move, boy." He would yell out to my son the same thing. So this went on all the way through when they played against each other in college. We learned something from a conversation that both of us was having from one of the college coaches. The college coach was telling me one thing, and in return telling him another thing. And never knew that he and I was that close. And he and I communicated on a regular basis to the point of we were able to see through whatever line that coach was trying to sell us. And it wasn't until towards the end of the month of July, when the coach actually seen the two of us in the gym at the same time, sitting together, where all of a sudden he realized, oops, uh-oh, yeah, your story has been had. Your story has been told. Your story has been shared with my friend sitting right here next to me. As a result, guess what? I think that coach came up with a different tune. Did I worry about it? No. Did he worry about it? No. Did the young men, did that stop them from getting recruited? Not at all. Both of them went on and had very, very promising careers, had great college careers, and did some wonderful things in life, and still playing to this day. What did that stop? Nothing. Did that strengthen a bond between two dads or two parents, two households? Yes, it did. Did I worry about what he's going to get the scholarship that my son should have gotten? No. Did he worry about the same thing? I don't think he did. as a result, we was able to make sure that at the end of the day, both boys walked away with scholarships that lasted them the entire time that they were at the schools that they both attended and went on from there. So there's nothing wrong with meeting folks while you're sitting there in the gym. Nothing wrong with it. It's all about networking, folks, because you're going to see them again probably at a couple games. You know, you'll probably see them at a collegiate game. You've seen them the rest of the summer. You know, get to know some of the folks. That helps you understand the process and the system that you're going through. Because I'm going to tell you, I'm going to be real honest with you. This game of college recruiting, college basketball, college football, it's a business, and it's a cutthroat business. It's a business, and it's a cutthroat business. So if you're not ready for it, then you're in the wrong. You're up for a rude awakening. Parents, you know, one thing I want to stress this point of who to avoid, and this may sound kind of strange, and even when I wrote this, I wanted to make sure that I really cleared this up. But there's a lot of folks that's running around these gyms right now that has no one else's best interest in mind but their own. They're trying to get next to someone's child to assist them in greasing their pocket. Sad to say, that's happening in our community, but it is. Can we avoid it? Yes, by being a presence in the gym. Because if they know that mom is right there, and she ain't having no mess, or dad's right there and he ain't having no mess, that normally deters that individual from approaching your child. It only takes one good time for that individual to step towards your child and try to strike up a conversation, and you in return turn around and say, "Hey, how you doing?" and introduce yourself. Extend your hand. Look at them in the face. Smile. Let them know, this one here is mine. Yeah, what you talking about? What you got? Because I'd be willing to bet the conversation was so very quickly shut down, minimized, you know, he'll be ready to get away from you. But if you think he can latch on and there's nobody there to stand and talk with that child, or nobody there in support of that child, oh, he may be taking that child to the concession stand. Hey, what you want, man? I'll get you something to eat. I, you know, if you ain't got no money in your pocket, I got you covered. For what? You ain't got to get nobody covered. We're doing our own thing. We're here to support our own children. There are folks that's in the gym that you really and truly want to be cautious of. I hate to say it, but that is the reality of it. That is the reality of it. A couple more little tidbits here, folks, and then I'm going to get ready to wind down, because I didn't realize time has really snuck up on us there. I guess we've been having some good conversation. I say ensure that your athlete stays focused on his or her performance versus, you know, the coaches that's sitting there in the stands. I stressed that point at the beginning. Don't get starstruck. Don't get starstruck. Don't get wrapped around the matchup games. Parents, know why you're there. You're there to keep your child focused. Keep your child focused on what he or she should be doing, ensuring that they're getting the best out of every situation. They're staying grounded. They're having fun while they're there. And more importantly, watching out for the vultures that's hanging around the gym. You know, you got events that happened over this weekend. You had the Adidas Uprising. You had the Peach Jam. You had the Battle of the Best. You had the Atlantic Coast Tournament, Charm City up there in Baltimore. You know, you had a number of events going on. And all those events, and that was just to name a few. That was just to name a few. But I'd be willing to bet every single one of those events was packed with teams. When I say packed with teams, the brackets was full. So it'll be going on again the rest of this week. It'll go into next weekend. It'll go into the following weekend, all the way up until the end of the month. And the coaches are just move around from place to place, trying to find a different, you know, different little groups of kids that they can latch on to, you know. Because at the end of the day, what that young man, Jason Tatum, said, it holds true. It has so much value to it. Go at your own pace. They want you. they want your child. So you don't have to worry about them putting no pressure on you. When that one dad said that somebody called and he tried to put some pressure on him, oh, really? Oh, he would have quickly got ready to ride at, you know, because this whole recruiting process impacts your whole entire family. You know, if you still have young ones that's still at home, it's going to impact them. If you have older ones that have moved on or that are still there in the house, it's going to impact them. It's going to impact you, Mom. It's going to impact you, Dad. How? Because now, wherever your child ends up going to school, I know at some point in time you're going to have to make that adjustment to take that ride to that game, get up there from time to time to see how he's doing. And that's something different in your schedule from what you're normally doing. That's not a regular routine. You know, I made a big adjustment even with my work schedule during the first 2 years of my son going away to college. I made an adjustment to the point of I caught every home game. The first year there was 18 home games. The second year there was 17 home games. I caught every home game. That's an adjustment, folks. That's an adjustment. But that impact not only me, but that impact my younger son. And if I had a, you know, full family, that would impact everybody in the household. So know that when this decision is made for whatever school that he or she decides to go to, it's not something that's just done and that child is doing it all alone. This is an impact that will actually affect the entire family. You know, because, you know, once again, they're up there, and until they get this situation settled and straightened out over whether or not they're going to give these young men stipends, young men and young ladies stipends, you know, you still may need to send a couple extra dollars up there. Now, just because your child got recruited, does that mean that, you know, wherever you're employed, they all of a sudden threw in an extra $200, $300, $400, you know, into your paycheck? No. So now you're going to have to make that adjustment in your budget. You may have to send a couple of dollars extra road up the road every now and then to wherever, you know, wherever school he or she is at until the schools get to the point where they start offering these stipends. Can they do it realistically? Yes. The sports industry is a $300 billion industry a year. So there's no way in the world that that shouldn't be possible. Well, folks, if you want to join in on the conversation, you can always reach us at 917-889-8095, 917-889-8095. I've been talking for a little minute here. I'm going to just click on everybody, open up the phone lines. If you have something that you want to share with us, by all means, just chime right on in as we prepare to wind down here on the Parents Coach Parents Network. The phone lines are open, folks, so if you want to say something, go ahead and drop that last little nugget in there for us here on the Parents Coach Parents Network. Phone lines are open. Okay, well, I guess we don't have anybody that has anything that they want to share with us. But, you know, I appreciate them taking the time out of their busy schedule. And you know, one dad that said he was driving back up from South Carolina. Hey, you have a safe trip there, brother, and make sure you get back safely. I know you probably got the family in the car with you, so hey, you have a safe trip, and you know, don't try to push yourself, and if you can't make it, please, by all means, pull over to the side of the road and get you a couple hours of rest or some shut-eye or something, or switch off drivers or whatever you need to do. Don't try to push yourself. I've been there, done that, know that part oh so well. And anybody else that's still out there on the road, be safe as you travel back from these various venues, because just like you know, the parents said this evening, they're going to be doing it again later on this week. They're going to be doing it again next weekend. They're going to be doing it, you know, for the next rest of the month. It's going to be ongoing like that. So, you know, that's something that you have to plan for, folks. But I hope and pray and try to make sure that at any point in time, hey, you be safe while you're out there. Well, folks, it's been fun. It's been real fun. I think we're about to wrap it up here on the Parents Coaching Parents Network. It's been a great show, and I think all of our callers that called in this evening that shared their insight on just what's going on, and we look forward to hearing from you as the month goes on. And if at any point in time you have some information that your child is doing some phenomenal things out there, hey, send it to us on the Parents Coaching Parents Network. You find us on Facebook, and you can also find us on Twitter at PCP Network. And just send it to us and let us post it. Let us put it up there. Put it out there to the universe that, hey, your child's doing what they do, making it happen. Because at the end of the day, that's what it's all about, folks. So on that note, you have a great day. You have a great time. And we'll see you later next Sunday at 9:30 Eastern Standard Time. We'll be right here again with some great information here from the Parents Coaching Parents Network. Keith, take us out.
Student of the game, had people frontin' talk about me, but that ain't no thing. See, I know I would make it with the knowledge in my brain, and if I succeed with that, then B-Ball would do the same. I can't complain, the situation that I'm in, meeting different connects that turn out to be my friends. I know it'll turn out great when my 4 years come to an end, and when the ball starts bouncing on my diploma out the pen, let them hate then, playing.